RTE2FM. How are we supposed to navigate parenthood in this neurodivergent and gender fluid age? Well, popular UK television vocal coaches, judges and BBC radio presenters Carrie and David Grant have written a book from their own experience to help today's parents with just that. And I'm delighted to say they are joining us now and they're on the line. Carrie and David, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi,
I'm good. Thanks for doing this. Carrie, for people who might not know, can you tell us what neurodivergent is?
Yes, so neurodivergent, basically, we have this concept of what we call normal, which was technically be known as neurotypical, which is the vast majority of people are typical in the way that their brains work. But then there are people whose brains don't work typically, and those people are called neurodivergent. So people that would have perhaps ADHD or be autistic, just their brains just work in a slightly different way.
Gotcha. Okay. And David, can you tell us about your family?
Oh, yes, we have four children, four neurodivergent children. Olive has, let me just work on this. Hang on a minute. ADHD.
Okay.
And dyspraxia, which is a kind of spatial distance thing. Tylan, who's our next one, who's 21, is autistic. And dyscalculic, which is the numerical equivalent of dyslexia. Yeah, you know, you have a problem with numbers in the same way that a dyslexic person would see words bouncing off a page. Arlo, our 17-year-old, has ADHD and is autistic as well. And Nathan, our 13-year-old, has ADHD and DMDD. And it is just, it's a crazy family.
Okay, sounds amazing. Lots of action, an action-packed family. Carrie, why did you decide to write this book?
That's such a good question. Well, I think what we noticed was coming out of lockdown, we noticed there were so many young people that had mental health challenges. You know, I think it was 80% of 17 to 19-year-olds saying they had mental health problems coming out of lockdown. We know children as young as 5 have now got mental health issues. And we realised that people that are in our community where we have neurodivergence and other challenges, we were perhaps a little bit ahead of the curve because we've had to deal with stuff for years where we've had to parent in different ways, where the normal way of parenting just doesn't work. Mm. And so we decided we would write about our stories and ideas and strategies that we found really work for children that are struggling with. It's not that they're struggling with their neurodivergence. Often it's that going to school is so difficult for neurodivergent people that they end up with mental health challenges. And so then you're dealing with a child that doesn't want to go to school, is refusing to go to school or not eating or having various other challenges. And so we've worked through a lot of that stuff because of the children we have. So our community is a little bit ahead of the curve, as I said. So we decided to write the book and just write it all down.
Well, you definitely have
Jen, I was going to say in Ireland, as well as the UK, there is happening right now what has been described as a crisis of school refusal, where, again, coming out of lockdown, you have a lot of young people who just don't feel that they can go to school. It's just too challenging for them. And as Carrie said, because with this since day one, and people within the neurodivergent community have, there are so many strategies that parents can sort of like apply to their own situation, their own type of family, and they're all there in the book.
Can I ask you, what is it like raising neurodiverse children? You said it was crazy, but what is it like?
Yeah, well, it's different for sure. I think every parent, when they start out on their parenting journey, has a very clear idea about how, or we certainly did. We were like, right, we're going to be quite strict. We're going to be really boundaried. These are the kids we want. We want to sit in the restaurant and everyone's looking at us and going, wow, look at those kids. And that's not the family we got. We got a different type of family. So we very quickly had to jump ship. And a lot of the issues that we would have would be dealing with the day-to-day meltdowns and the sort of challenges, sensory challenges that a child might have going into school. And often we do find, and we know this is the same not just in the UK, but in Ireland and elsewhere, that schools are just not ready for our children. They're not prepared to make those changes a lot. Of course, some are, but many aren't prepared to make those changes, and the budgets aren't there to meet the needs of the child. So often as parents, you find that your biggest challenge isn't even trying to be the right parent for your child, but actually your biggest challenging is fighting the system.
It's the outside world.
I think health, yeah. Education, social care, mm-hmm. all those areas, because those are all in crisis as well. So, you know, it's a really big challenge. And if you have a child, for instance, like we had 3 years with a child in and out of hospital on suicide watch, you know, that changes you as a parent, and you can't just go, you know, right, well, as a parent, I'm going to lay the law down and say, pull yourself together. It's just like, you wouldn't do that to anybody. So as parents, you have to work out how to be canny and clever and wise and shapeshift around these children so that
I can imagine your whole life changes. You know, you have to readjust, rethink, adjust as a parent, as a person. David, you have three children that were born female, two now identify as non-binary and one as trans. What was it like having those conversations for you? I mean, initially, did you think it was a phase? Did you have to go through some kind of adjustment yourself? I mean, how was all that for you guys?
Well, Jen, I tell you what, I think that any parent who has sort of like got that situation going on where a child comes and says, you know, look, I'm not who you thought I was. I'm not. I think every parent has a number of options. And there's one of the things we talk about in the book, which is fix your face, because whatever you say, the first thing that your child is going to notice is your physicality, your body language, your face, your expression. You can go, okay, you know, no, let's talk about this. I'm not making a judgment, blah, blah, blah. But if your facial expression is saying, I disapprove, you start with the whole thing of it then becoming maybe part of something other than just what that kid's feeling. It becomes part of their entire relationship with you. Can I trust you with my fears? Can I trust you, yes, with my doubts? Can I trust you with my changes? Can I trust you with what's going on in my head, in my mind, in my heart? And I think that the thing that I had to learn was probably that it was more important, or rather less important, for me to say, this is what I think, and more important for me to be able to hear what was going on, to really hear and really listen and become an honest broker, somebody who would actually give an honest opinion, but an honest opinion from the position of what is best for you, not what's best for me. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely. And I'm sure you're learning as you go with these challenges,
oh,
as
completely.
Well, because there's no handbook. Carrie,
Well, there is now,
because you've written it.
There's a very modern
family. It is. I mean, you've been through it all. I mean, Carrie, how did this journey affect your relationship with each other? Or did it?
Yeah, absolutely it did. And I think that we were fortunate that we had been married for quite a long while, probably 20 years before these challenges really started to, you know, sort of show up to a point where we knew that things had to change. So I think we had that sort of background, that solid background, but it was really challenging. I think mainly, first of all, because I realized sooner than David that things needed to change. And so I jumped ship from that, doing the normal way of parenting, and went, okay, we've got to find a new way. Let's get ourselves trained up. I want to be trauma informed, for instance. I need to understand trauma and how that works with kids and what you're meant to do and say. And David was like, nope, we need to double down. We need to get our boundaries in place.
Wow.
And so for about 18 months, we were on completely different pages. And that was really difficult for us because we just couldn't agree on anything. And of course, nothing was working for either of us because we were on different pages. So it took a while for us to find that middle ground, I suppose, where it worked for us, it worked for the kids, and we had strategies, and it put us back in control. I think for a little bit, we were either too kind of assertive, or we were really passive and like, we'll just do what you want. And I think we needed to find that middle ground where you as a parent are in control still of this situation. And once we found that, I think we've been on our way ever since. But it did take a while for that to happen. And that's very common in our communities. And with parents, we've got children facing mental health challenge, with whatever you're facing. If children have got stuff, even health stuff going on, parents, you know, the attrition rate for parents in these situations is dreadful. So, you know, you've really got to fight to stay together.
and work through that. And that's a, another challenge, another challenge that you have to face.
Yep.
David, what advice do you have for parents who might be going through something like you have?
Well, the advice I'd have for parents is firstly, to stop castigating yourself. Most parents who are going through this kind of thing feel as though nobody understands, as though when they try to explain, they're given glib solutions like, you know, just try this more, just try that more, just be more hardcore, just be more strict, just put your foot down. And actually, often parents have tried everything that's being suggested to them and nothing's working. And they feel as though they're failing as parents. I think it's really important for us to realize that each family is different and each situation is different. That's why in the book, what we do is we give strategies. We don't give orders. We don't say, do it like this. We ask questions at the end of each chapter. If your situation is this, is your situation this, so that you can finesse the strategies to suit your situation. I would also say, really try and listen, really try and hear, really try and understand that, you know, I had to, as Carrie was saying, we weren't on the same page. I had to discover that my children weren't a subsection of me. They weren't a branch of me, and they weren't my PR. If they were brilliant, then that said great things about my parenting. If they were problematic, that said bad things about my parenting. That's not the issue at all. It's them growing up into being whole individuals. And our job as parents is to walk with them through the minefield.
And, will you be and my parents? You sound like, will you guys be my parents? And everybody's probably listening, texting in now going, they know what they're doing. But you really went through the ringer, as they say in Ireland, to get to a stage. It's hard earned. Yes. And I wonder, you know, your book, A Very Modern Family. I mean, how long did it take you guys to write it? And was it emotionally challenging?
Yeah, I mean, it took six months to write, but it took 16 years probably to really write. You know, all of the lessons that you're learning and the hardships that you go through and the ability to share those stories and reveal your own trauma and how you're facing it and walking through it and how and also resolution. There's a lot of hope in the book. You know, if parents are sitting there going, I've lost hope this morning, I can't get my kid into school. You know what? Things change. The tide does turn and change happens. And we've seen that with our children time and time again. So there is hope.
Well, that is lovely.
Yeah, or that my kids got an eating disorder. My kids melting down at home. It's so important to know there is hope. There is a light at the end of the tunnel that is not the headlights of the oncoming train. There is hope.
I believe it after speaking to you guys. Carrie and David, thank you so much for coming on and speaking with us this morning. I wish you the very, very best of luck. Thank you so much. There we go. That was Carrie and David Grant speaking to us there about their book, A Very Modern Family, Stories and Guidance to Nurture Your Relationship, in which they share their experience of raising four kids, all of whom are neurodiverse, two of whom are non-binary, and one who is transgender, in the hopes of helping other families navigate this modern life and their modern family. And it's available now in all good bookstores. Jen Zamparelli on RTE 2FM.